This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is April 28th, 2021, show number 255. Well, we got earnings in the Fed, and that's kind of dominating everything, isn't it, Nick?
It certainly is. Right now, earnings season really, especially with the large cap, mega cap stocks that are reporting, is really taking up all the headlines. We had Alphabet today, which is Google, up 5%. Microsoft is down 3%. So you got some mixed messages there. And then you have Apple and Facebook both reporting this afternoon. I believe Amazon is tomorrow afternoon. So this is really the week of mega cap tech names. And it really is just dominating the headlines. Today, though, you know, we have the Dow Jones Industrial average a little bit on the weaker side, down about 0.4%. The NASDAQ is flat. The S&P 500 is flat. And the Russell 2000 down 0.2%. So it's really a flat day overall.
A flat day and nothing to see here. We'll just have to see. What do you think is going to be the outcome of the inclusion of the Fed FOMC meeting?
Well, I don't think they're going to change their policy decision. I think they're just going to keep QE unlimited going, pedal to the metal. But they may say something regarding the verbiage. So if they come out and have some comments, put some subtle clues in there. You remember back in the day, Greenspan used to do that. Then we saw Ben Bernanke starting to do that. So they, you know, they change a word here and there and people read into it. And that sometimes moves the markets. But overall, I mean, this guy, Jay Powell, has just, you know, basically kept the, you know, the money supply flowing into the markets. I if he stops now, I mean, we'll crash. So, I'm just putting it out there that simple for everybody. You know, if he does remove his foot off that gas pedal, these markets will crash.
Yeah, it's been pedal to the metal, strictly Fed driven, Fed dominated, and there's nothing they can do to stop now or you will see a crash.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage of the game, there's so much money printed and that's been injected into the system. Overall, when the liquidity dries up, you know, the game is over. So he's going to have to really, really tiptoe around getting out of this quantitative easing at some point. I think he's really created a big mess for himself.
Yeah, a big blank sandwich, and everybody's going to have to take a bite, right?
That's right. And there really is going to be no way around it when the music stops playing. So, you know, he's the head DJ. He could keep the party going, and he has. And, you know, when the market says he can't do it anymore, that's when the abrupt halt happens. And, you know, these markets are going to reverse fast, and they're going to reverse furious.
Fast and furious. All right. So it's he is the head carnival Barker, right?
Without a doubt. And unfortunately, I think he's starting to run out of tricks to put in the circus. So, you know, again, you know, the elephants may have left the stage already. I don't know what the next act is going to be.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about the circus was, it was, or the carnival, it was always about the sideshows anyway, right?
That's right. And, you know, we've had a lot of them. So I don't know what is next. But, you know, I think this this whole party can continue just a little bit longer, but you know, I'm starting to see more and more signs that it's coming to an end. So I'm not sure exactly how that happens, but like I always tell everybody, just watch for the high volume reversal day. When you get that, really brace yourself.
Hey, and there was a comment on the YouTube channel. Somebody said a couple of days ago it was 97 million on the spiders. Isn't that high enough volume?
Well, I always say to look for a spike above 100 million. It was very high volume, and that was the day, just so everybody's aware, that happened on the 22nd of April. And that was the day where Joe Biden announced that capital gains taxes would run up to 43%. Now, the very next session, Goldman Sachs and a lot of financial firms came out and said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. You know, so really calm the market down. But Joe Biden has confirmed that capital gains are going up to 40%. So, you know, we'll see how long this can go, where, you know, financial firms say one thing and then the president of the United States says something different.
All right. Well, hey, you know, that's often is case. And, you know, you just have to see what they're going to do. So gold and silver were getting slammed during the evening hours, early morning, and now they've rebounded a bit. But normally on these Fed speak moments, gold and silver just happen to get slammed.
Yeah. Almost every time the Fed has or right ahead of a Fed announcement, we'll see gold pull back. And, you know, that's been what we've seen recently. It needed to pull back anyway, because we ran up into that 1800 level. I said that would be resistance. Now we're trading at around 1772. We've pulled back nicely. I think gold is poised for a major move higher. Once we break above 1800, that's going to be on breakout, and we'll see where we go. But again, I love the fact that we've pulled back ahead of this announcement. Now the Fed will make their statement and we'll see the reaction in the precious metals. We'll also get reactions also in yields and the dollar and some other vehicles out there, but precious metals will definitely be in play today after the Fed announcement at 2 p.m. East Coast time.
All right. I think we will leave it at that. We'll just keep it brief, and everybody's breath is being held. Everybody's waiting with bated breath, as they say, for the magic of Jay Powell. And we'll see what the wizard has in his bag of tricks, but that bag is getting emptier by the day. In any event, go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Take a look at Nick's trading results. You'll be impressed. And while you're at it, look at the Twitter feed at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Carrie Lutz, and direct emails to me. My email address is kl@carrielutz.com. Nick, we'll pick up pieces tomorrow.
Sounds good, Carrie.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.